we talk about technical analysis a lot in companies, but you're real big on breaking companies down, right? So can you just take a couple of minutes and just kind of explain your process as far as, and shout out to my guy, Jose, we got to get him on here, the millennial money mentor. Yeah. He's a really dope dude. Y'all should follow him on Instagram. And he had a dope
post. Yeah, Jose, man, yeah.
That's my guy. He had a
dope post. We met in Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah, he had a dope post, but he kind of broke down how to look at a company's balance sheet. He talked about like debt, assets, liabilities, P/E ratio. So can you just talk about like a few things that you might look at when you're evaluating a company?
All right. So for me, the first thing I want to do is I look at the company profile. I need to know everything that I can understand about that business before I even look at the numbers. Because what happens is we have this thing that where when we see the numbers sway us one way or another, right? The numbers, we can look at the numbers, we'll be like, oh, $1 million, $1 billion. We go to putting this idea in our head already. We look at the stock price. The first thing we see about it, oh, I'm gonna wait for the stock price to fall. Not even understanding the value of the business. So for me, what's important for me is understanding not only what the business is, what they do, understanding their core business and their core asset. The next thing is actually seeing financially, how have they grown? So I'm looking for financial growth. So now, one of the things you're gonna look at is that balance sheet, right? Fundamental analysis, right? No matter what business you are, no matter where you are in business, the objective of your business is to make money. That's the only way you can survive, right? So in looking at a company's balance sheet, we want to look at the balance sheet tells us about assets and liabilities that a business has, right? So you'll see four factors on it that's really important. You'll see current assets, current liabilities. So what current assets and current liabilities mean, money that's due to the business or money that's owed out to the business between now and 12 months. Current, the word current, right? Now, when you take the current assets and the current, and you take the current liabilities away, that gives you what's called working capital, right? Working capital is the money that the business has on hand, on deck, or due to them within a 12-month time span. Think about this. A lot of businesses that are going bankrupt now had negative working capital, right? It's kind of like somebody telling you have an emergency fund. It's the equivalent to that. Businesses operate the same way. They have to have money that they can use in case something happens within a 12-month time span. They need that. Then you'll have total assets, total liabilities. You want that to be positive. When you take all of a company's total liabilities from the total assets, you want that to be positive overall, that the company is in good financial standings. So also what we're looking at is we can go to the actual income statement. On that income statement, we'll hear what's called top line and bottom line growth, right? Top line equals the revenue that comes into a business, right? So all the money that comes in through sales is called revenue. Bottom line, again, is the profit, net. Gross is everything, net is once you take everything away, this is left over, right? So what we want to look at is when we're looking at the revenue, there's this thing called cost of revenue. So now we need to see how much did it cost the business to bring this revenue in. So that's marketing, that's advertising, that's whatever they had to do to bring that in. So you're going to take that cost of revenue from the revenue, and then what's left from there, we'll see where the gross, where the net is in there. And then we'll go to the balance sheet, and we'll look at the assets and liabilities. And we can get into cash flow statement because that's what's important to me. What's important to me is cash flow. I want to also see the balance sheet positive. I want working capital be the positive, but I want to see cash flow positive. Cash flow is the money that's going in and out of a business. We want that to be positive, because if the business is not investing money right, if the business is not loaning money right, if the business isn't investing shareholder capital right, there's some metrics that we look at. We look at ROIC, return on invested capital, right? Businesses are actually just like banks, right? Because a business is like, yo, we got all this money. We need to do something with this money. So a business will literally go to another business and be like, look, you got $120 billion on your book that you ain't doing nothing with. Instead of me getting a bank loan, let me get a loan from you.
a business like, okay, cool, we'll give you that. We'll give you that loan. Businesses do this all the time, right? And so what gets some businesses caught up, and this getting into something a little different, is a lot of businesses will have these share buybacks. This is another thing that can cause businesses to go bankrupt, because what happens is a share buyback is when the business takes and buys some of its shares off the market. So when a business buys some of its shares off the market, this increases the stock price. So one of the most important things in business and investing, people always say that the customer is always right. You only hear that term inside of a store on the management supervisor level. Once you get into the investment level, the number one rule is add value to shareholders. How can we add value to shareholders? One of the ways we add value to shareholders is by buying back shares, increasing the stock price. That's how we add value, right? So now check this out. You're supposed to take money that you make and have it set on side for a rainy day. But instead, you have greedy CEOs, and what they do is every time they have money, they're buying back shares. They're consistently buying back shares. So if you're consistently buying back shares, true enough, you are adding value to shareholders. But when times like this, something that comes out of nowhere, now your business can't float because you've now bought share buybacks 3 years in a row and you have no money on the side. While you have companies like Berkshire Hathaway, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, they literally have $100 billion, $80 billion. Warren Buffett has $132 billion in money sitting right there. Microsoft has $148 billion. Apple has they had $190 billion sitting there, not doing nothing with it. These are the type of businesses we want to deal with. So those are some things that I personally look at without going too deep. Just keep it on a level where we all can dissect this. You want to look at working assets. I mean, current assets, current liabilities, take those away. You'll get working capital. You want that to be positive. And then you'll have total assets, total liabilities. You want to take the assets from that. You want that to be positive. And you want the cash flow from the business to be positive. I hope I ain't go too deep.
I just had one follow-up. So everything you said was free jury. I hope everybody paid attention.
Put them houses up on YouTube, yeah, man.
Shout out to my guy, Jose. He had a dope post. And he said, like, he goes to Yahoo Finance to find out this stuff. Like, do you use Yahoo Finance? Like, what website do you use to actually look to see all the information?
Yahoo Finance is good, but it can be outdated, right? It's 2020 right now. We've entered the second quarter. For some businesses, you'll go to Yahoo Finance and it'll still say 2018. You know what I'm saying? So you can use that. Somebody put it in there. You can use SEC.gov or EDGAR. But for me personally, I'm going straight to the company website. I'm going straight to the website. I'm going straight to the investor relations page. Yeah. I'm going to talk my talk. I'm going to see. I'm going to look at transcripts. See, I'm an avid reader. I'm a learning machine, right? So I'll look at an SEC.gov all day. I'll look at investor relations report all day. I'll look at annual reports from 4 years ago to see how the revenue has consistently grown, how the income, how the earnings have consistently grown. It's great as something quick to go to. But if you go there and it's 2020 and they still got fourth quarter 2018, now you're going to be stuck. You don't know what to go to now. So now you got to go to, again, SEC.gov. And I'm going to be real with you. That site can confuse a lot of people. SEC.gov, if you don't know what you're going to look for, where you'll get lost there. So the next best thing is to just go to the investor relations phase of any company, right? And they'll tell you everything you need to know there. So for me, I'll use the SEC. I'll use Yahoo Finance. But it ain't my go-to. Track. It ain't my go-to.
There's a whole lot of houses going up, man.
I want to jump in real quick. On the buyback side, like, remember, like, in the mid-2000s, early 2000s, when the artists would come out, and they'd be like, yo, he sold 600,000, and you like, I don't hear anybody playing this record, though.
Right.
It's a corporate version of Universal and Def Jam buying all them records.
Facts.
And like you said, when you get a tool, now you have no real money to invest into the actual business. And to piggyback off what Trap was saying, like when you're looking at those numbers, when you go to the technical side, go look at Ford and see how their balance sheet was. Ford's been in trouble for a long time. GM been in trouble for a long time. And that's why we try to keep it simple with the analogies and the comparisons. Like, if you would not want to drive a Ford or a GM, then why would you want to put your money there? And that's why I ask everyone, what kind of phone you have? Most people have iPhone. It's the easy way to segue into that. So those buybacks, be careful, because if the company is doing well, you're going to have enough institutions, hedge funds, and retail investors that buy it on their own, and they'll have to bring all records back to get some spins up in the market.